What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Formula America podcast. We're your host, Curtin Dillon, and we are finally heading back to China, the Shanghai circuit, the first time since, 2019, I think. It's been a long time.
It's been a long time, and doing a lot of the research on it and, like, watching the 2019 race highlights when you have Vettel and Leclerc and the Ferraris, you got Alex Albon in a Toro Rosso, you got Pierre Gasly in a Red Bull, Danny's out there hanging out in Renault Alpine land. Yeah. It was just super, like, even hard to follow. You know, Sainz gets hit, and I'm more looking for a Ferrari, and oh no, he's in a McLaren back then. Like,
yeah, so much last time, changed. 2019, there was six drivers on the in the field that are not there anymore, and two teams if you're counting Racing Point, which had Sergio Perez driving for them then.
Yep.
And what was the other one?
Toro Rosso,
which then became AlphaTauri, which then became, you know, Racing Bulls. So it's had two different iterations since then. But I'm really excited for this one because I have no idea what's going to happen. This is a complete crapshoot at this point.
Yeah. I mean, first time this generation of cars has been here. It's a sprint weekend. One of the other things I thought was kind of entertaining when I watched the race highlights of last time is Lewis Hamilton was a 4 times world champion.
Yep.
And that was weird to hear. Like, that really caught me off guard. I was like, oh, only 4 back then? Like, geez, how long ago was this?
It was, yeah, it's crazy. It's like, it seems like it's a decade ago at this point.
It really
does. I don't know anything about this track, really. And I'm so excited because not only is it the first time with this generation of cars, but it's a sprint weekend. So they're going to get one practice session to figure it out.
Yes.
So it's like you talk about Jeopardy and, like, all the beans or all the marbles in 1 hour and a half session. Boom. Here you go. This is going to be chaotic. I'm
sure. And one of the most complex opening turns.
Yeah.
Like, turn 1 through 4 is probably one of the most complex. And yeah, it's going to be an absolute shit show.
Yeah, 2019, you got to see the torpedo, Daniel Kvyat, the guy who, if you're a newer fan,
both McLarens.
Yeah, exactly. If you're a newer fan to the sport, you might not know what happened to this guy. He was a Red Bull Junior driver. Then he went to Red Bull. Then Max Verstappen took his seat at Red Bull and took his girlfriend and is now raising his child. So this guy, Max Verstappen, has taken everything from him.
Literally. Yeah, and this is one of the Michael Schumacher still holds the lap course record here. Wow. I was trying to do as much research on the track as I could, and, you know, on the F1 website, they have, like, the virtual lap. It's freaking Kimi Raikkonen doing the virtual lap in the most monotone. I can't hear anything he's saying. As you come up to turn one, and it tightens to turn two, and then you go left at turn three. It's the most worthless, like.
Kimmy was a treasure, though.
He was a treasure. Yeah, this weekend's going to be crazy. So, I mean, this track, getting into it a little bit, is 5.5 kilometers long, and they do 56 laps. Lap record is 1:32. We're probably going to be in the 1:35 range with this generation of cars. Pretty long track. It's got every kind of corner in it. Turn 1, 2, 3, 4 is this crazy complex system the corner gets tighter as you go around. So you go around almost 270 degrees, turn the other way 180 degrees, and then hit another corner, and it gets tighter and tighter and tighter as you go. So you got to be decelerating the entire way through it on the brakes. It's kind of crazy. And then you get over to, like, turn 7 and 8, and there are these fast swooping corners that you can take at 130 miles an hour. It's actually one of the highest G-force corners on the schedule. And then you have two super long DRS zones, a lot of overtaking, probably some of the higher speeds we're going to see this year in general. And there's two of them. It's going to be pretty cool. Was looking up the race stuff. C2 through C4 tires were in the middle of the range. Two stopper is the preferred long distance plan here. They said that the The track is actually really smooth, but you do have a lot of tire deg here, more because of the different types of corners you're running through. You just kind of, it's hard to keep the tires in a good window, and they tend to degrade pretty fast. And so they said the undercut is known for being really good here. So we'll see how badly Ferrari can screw over one of their drivers by undercutting the back one. But
hey, I don't know. Ferrari's been doing pretty well. Let's not jinx them, man. Ferrari's figured it out, I think.
They have been. But yeah, I think it's going to be a super interesting weekend. And we have a new sprint format for this weekend.
We do.
It's crazy.
Before we get onto that, there's also the added jeopardy where I'm looking at the weather report. There is a small, it's small, but it's there, slight chance of rain on both Saturday and Sunday right now.
That'd be awesome.
If it could rain just a little bit, oh man, it would just throw it all into
chaos. Pure anarchy.
But yeah, so onto the format. Thursday night we have practice. Well, here in America, Thursday night is the only practice session. And then on the East Coast, that's 11:30 p.m. Then Friday is all about sprint. So Friday morning, we've got the sprint quali and then the sprint race. And then Saturday is GP quali and Sunday with the race. So I kind of like that new format.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've always been a fan of the one practice session, but now having the sprint and then quali, and then GP quali followed by the GP, I like that.
Yeah, I think it'll be a nice shakeup. I'm hoping, like last year on almost all six of the sprint races, if the sprint was crazy and fun, the race really wasn't.
Right.
Just because everyone kind of figured it out through the sprint, what's going to happen and knew what to do. And the race wasn't anything crazy. So I'm hoping, you know, with the swap changing around of the qualifying sessions, maybe one of the days will get rain. It'll make for a really fun time across the whole weekend.
And now also we've got the new changes for the Parc Fermé rules. So now the cars aren't locked into Parc Fermé until after the GP quali session. So that's going to,
that's important. That was my biggest thing. You always wanted the one practice and I didn't mind that, but I wanted them to change the Parc Fermé rules. So I'm happy they listened to us and made executive F1 decisions based on, you know, the guidance that we gave them.
I think that you were actually cited in the rule book.
I should be.
Good
make
job.
Sure it cites correctly. Okay.
Man. So you want to do these predictions?
Let's do it.
This one, legitimately anybody's guess. So these are just like throwing crap at the wall and seeing what sticks at this point.
Yep.
So I decided to have a little fun with mine.
Oh, excellent. I love it when you have fun with yours.
All right, well, let's start on the sprint. Who do you got going on pole on the sprint?
Supermax.
Gosh, I could, you know what? I can just do your predictions for you at this point.
No, you're not going to get my sprint predictions.
All right, so my poll, I've actually got Mr. Carlos Sainz, the spicy chili pepper.
Ooh.
So I think on sprint poll, he's going to be there.
I like it. Who you got at P3?
P3, I've got the man who now has his own line of ice cream, which I want to try, Charles Leclerc.
What?
Apparently, he just came out last week. He launched his own line of ice cream.
How did we not have a podcast just for that?
That should have been an emergency breaking news podcast. So from early reports, apparently it's freaking delicious. And he's said that one of his true passions in life is ice cream, which is a weird passion to have. But he's got to find something to drown his sorrows of being a Ferrari driver in.
My son would agree with having that as a lifelong passion.
Apparently, you can only get it in Italy right now, though. But yeah, Charles Leclerc eating his tub of ice cream, P3 on the sprint.
I like it. I went with Checo Perez, P3 on the sprint.
Okay. My P2, I went with your pole sitter. I got Max Verstappen in P2.
Ooh. Who's in P1? Could it be Pierre Gasly?
I'm not going to spoil that yet.
Okay. All right. I've got Charles Leclerc in P2.
Okay. Eating his ice cream.
Eating his ice cream. What flavors did he come out with? Any good flavors?
Don't know.
How do we not know what flavor? Is it just tears?
It's like that one lady who's like, I forget what it was. She's like, well, he can cry in his Ferrari. That's Carlos or Charles Leclerc. All right. My P1 is Carlos Sainz. I got him taking it pole to P1.
All the way.
All the way.
I've got Supermax.
So, okay. You know. All right. My wild card. I'm going with Checo Perez, 0 points in the sprint.
Ooh. So that's out of the top eight.
Out of the top eight. I don't know why. I don't know what happens to him, but I got Checo, 0 points in the sprint.
I like how you made that a very vague. So you're not saying that he gets crashed out in the first corner. You're just saying something might somewhere happen that causes
my him. Issue is I get too caught up in the moment and I get really specific, and that always bites me in the ass. So I'm just saying he's out of the points.
My wild card is Danny Ric, top 10.
Oh, I freaking hope so. So
Danny he's a race Ric winner is, here.
Oh, is he really? I didn't know that.
2018, he won it. He won it. So,
and he's got an upgraded car this weekend. He's got a brand new chassis. I don't know if it's actually upgraded, but he has a brand new chassis. And also K-Mag has updates on his car too.
So we'll see how much slower the Haas is.
Yeah, probably.
They're all doing right. good. I should give them. Just last time they brought a big upgrade package, it went backwards. So I, hope, you know, yeah, I shouldn't be races, so hard on them.
Within two races, both drivers were back at the old car again. All right. So Grand Prix pole. Who do you got there?
Yeah, Supermax.
I freaking knew it.
So scoreboard, Kurt. Scoreboard.
Well, I also have Max. He's going to figure it out. After the sprint race, he'll figure it out.
Yeah,
so I got him on pole.
But you got P3.
Okay, P3. I have the sir on P3, Lewis Hamilton.
Lewis Hamilton.
I think
who won
I think
Mercedes, in 2019.
Mm-hmm, yep. I think Mercedes is going to start to make a little bit of progress with that W15. So I got Lewis Hamilton, P3. He's going to complain the entire race, but he'll get P3.
That's probably fair. I got Carlos Sainz in P3.
Okay. All right. P2, I have Carlos Sainz.
I got Checo.
Ooh. And I'm guessing that we both have Max Verstappen on P1.
Yeah, you're kind of crazy not to.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't foresee him having two poor sessions back-to-back in this weekend.
Never happened before.
No, sir. Okay, wild card.
You go first.
This is one I had some issues. So I don't English good. My wild card though, I got four DNFs.
Four on DNFs.
On the GP, yes.
All right. I've got Lando Norris top five.
Oh. I want them to do good. I just don't know. With that whole first turn one to turn four. It's kind of like a slow section there. And then you got turn 11 through 13, which is, again, kind of slow. It's not really their strong point. I don't know. I hope so.
It's not their strong point. I think that I'm kind of taking the opposite direction you are. I think that Mercedes is not going to have their shit together this weekend. Ooh. And McLaren will be stepping in.
Well, I hope so. I'd actually like to see that. So you said Lando Norris top five.
Yep.
All right.
Did you know that the circuit is the shape that it is because they wanted it to be it is designed to look like the Chinese it is designed to look like the Chinese symbol for Shang, meaning upwards.
And it's in Shanghai. Oh, what's his name? Old Tilke got cheeky with this one. I saw that Herman Tilke designed this one, like most of the other tracks. Well, that's interesting. I did not know that. That's a fun fact for today.
The more you know.
I've learned enough for the day, I guess.
I'm excited. I'm generally not the biggest fan of the sprint weekends. It's just so much going on, but I think this one's going to be really entertaining.
Yeah, this one will be. I'm happy for this one. And we've got another sprint race coming up in Miami in 2 weeks, I believe. So we got back-to-back sprint weekends.
I feel like last year we started the season off with like three triple headers back-to-back. And this year it's like every 2 weeks there's a race.
Yeah. I don't like it. I know the drivers probably like it, but I don't like it.
But I bet they like just being on the same time zone for an extended period of time.
Instead of bouncing back and forth and just screwing everything up. Oh, man. All right. Well, I'm excited for this one. We'll be back on Monday after the race to go over what happened and hopefully some wild and crazy shenanigans in Shanghai, which apparently means upward
or you're welcome.
Whatever you said. If you like this podcast, make sure to leave us a rating and review. Make sure and follow us on Instagram too, Formula_America. And I think that's going to be it. You got anything else, Dylan?
That's all I got.
All right. Well, on that note,
stay classy, America.
We'll see you next time.